The following podcast is intended for mature audiences. This podcast will contain strong vulgar language,
spoilers
of all kinds, drug and alcohol use, and
maybe some hot wings meat even.
Okay.
Ooh.
So food chewing.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. So be warned, internet. And our opinions are only our opinions. It doesn't reflect the opinions of More Like Radio, even though it should. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
That sounds like you're good.
All right, Elvis. Do you have it?
I think I have it.
Hit that shit.
Hello and welcome to the Elvis and Alfred Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
And I'm Jameson.
And we're fucking back, internet.
We are back. It's March 2017.
Yeah.
What was the last show? October of 2016?
2015, I believe.
I think so.
Alfred's got 9 to edit still. It's fine.
No. That's zero editing.
I think we did 1 after Punktoberfest.
Yeah, we did 1.
Yeah.
All right, so.
And that was like
November?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll call it November.
Yeah. And look at me. I'll have laptops that are somewhat new.
Yeah.
It's the future here on the Elvis and Alfred Show.
We all have working laptops.
I finally
things
got
are coming together.
I finally got rid of the laptop from like episode 2.
All right.
I bought a new laptop for this show.
Did you really?
In 2000, what was that, 8?
6? Was it? No, 9.
9, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, 2009.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, I've been doing two fucking long.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're back.
And we've been raking in all that podcasting money. No, we haven't.
No, there's
but
no
you guys
money.
Hold it out on me.
No, there's actually, yeah. After the holidays, now I have enough money so I can pay the website and the storage again. So we'll be somewhat back. But we're back on More Like Radio, morelikeradio.com. MoreLikeRadio.org for all of our past episodes, as well as other episodes of More Like Radio. And, we should be back on a regular basis on Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. if you're a first-time listener. So,
our Facebook, I haven't done much with it.
I haven't done anything.
We post random stuff.
Towards the end of last year, we had a lot of content.
Yeah.
So I'll get back to that. It was just a matter of the holidays and all that shit.
Yeah.
Work was crazy. I was doing 80-hour work weeks. You know how that is.
Yeah, man.
So
I do about
and then at least me and 70? Alfred both. Me and Alfred both had the plague the last week.
Dude, did you? Yeah. If I can, I did not do anything for 2016, like New Year's Eve.
Really?
Nothing, man. I was in bed. I was fucking just getting off of stomach flu.
I was here pressing play at the Halfpenny Pub of Stayville, 220 North Main Street, where we're recording.
I was working Bush.
Bush. You're like, Gavin, let me smell your fingers. This is
one of my friends from Brooklyn hiked out there for Bush. I was like, really? That, out of all the things you could have did in the city, you came out to Huntington to watch Bush. Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand why.
Who was there?
Who else played with Bush?
There was an opener. Was there an opener? Fuck.
I feel like
you don't even remember. Holy shit! That was that fucking memorable.
I feel like one of those like remaining like local Long Island bands for like the 90s,
no,
early 2000s.
There was no opener. Opened. They started at
10,
and then they stopped for the ball drop, and then they played till 12:30 and was over.
Shit! Did he even stay?
I don't know. I left.
Oh, yeah. You left? Huh?
Oh yeah, it was New Year's Eve. We went out, and the whole staff. We went out beforehand. We went to Kashi, and we had like a family dinner.
Cool.
So we got pretty loaded there. Went to work.
Who was the poor bastard that got stuck with the bill when you all left drunk?
They actually treated us well, man. They brought us like a couple of appetizers for free for us because they all know us, you know.
Yeah,
like we're this is all there. Going bad. Take this.
Yeah, pretty much. And then rounds of shots. We did like fucking sake bombs. They did green tea shots. They brought us all kinds of stuff. Comp. So that was cool.
I like Kashi.
And then we went to work and, you know, had a couple of drinks behind the bar when we shouldn't have. It's fucking New Year's. We're working. We're drinking.
You're not allowed to have any shift drinks.
No,
right?
We're allowed to have one shift drink after our shift, but we were drinking during the shift because it was like, it's fucking New Year's.
Yeah, you're lead bartender, right? Uh-huh. So it's like your call, basically, right?
Not really.
No, that's not your call.
Yeah, that's one of those titles like manager.
Yeah.
Mr. Manager.
Master Tech.
Yeah.
So, right after we went to Carrington's. And we were at Carrington's until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All of you at Carrington's?
Yep. Dude. The whole staff went over. It was
great. You didn't try to go to...
what about Vauxhall? You didn't go to Vauxhall?
No, I didn't go to Vauxhall.
What's Rayo's new bar that he's managing over there?
He's not, actually. He was over at Rust and Gold. He was actually... okay. I think it was just bar backing or...
I thought he was managing it.
No. Maybe. Was he managing?
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what his title was, but he's actually back at AMH. He's managing there, so... That's why I did that
Leo?
Emo night.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Rayo, not Leo.
Oh.
Yeah, Rayo. Dan.
Okay.
He's the one from Leaky Lifeboat.
Yeah.
Beard and glasses.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was fun. I was actually at Vauxhall's holiday party on Sunday.
Yeah, it looked like it was a good time.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Of course it was.
Yeah. I just follow social media. I just follow all you guys on social media and live vicariously through you all that work.
It was Vauxhall, AMH, and Leaky, so they all came
that,
there.
And
so
that new AMH shirt is fucking awesome.
I know. I'm trying to get one. I was like, listen, I guess bartend there sometimes. If there's an extra one, can I have it? They're like, yeah, let me see how many we have left. I'm like, oh, fucking great.
I DJ there once in a while.
It's a throwback to the Victory Records.
Yeah. I wouldn't rip off that idea for us now.
Yeah.
What's that?
Those old school hardcore shirts for the Elvis and Alfred show.
What does it look like?
It's a picture of AMH, like people fucking mobbing the stage.
Black and white,
like an old fucking hardcore show.
The front's got like the AMH logo on it, right?
Yeah. Well, no, the front has the...
It says Abbeville Music Hall, right? Like in the basically in true hardcore fashion, like one curved, one straight.
I don't know.
Let me look at it and I'll fucking copy it.
I think it has all of the names of the different bars and restaurants that they have. I think
no, that was a different one. That's a different one.
Is it?
Yeah, they have four shirts.
I thought that was the front and then all the backs were different.
No, maybe.
I think it just says Amityville Music Hall instead of like Victory Records. And then it has Amityville Music Hall, Vauxhall.
Vinny's going to sue them now?
Yeah. Hey, boy, I'm going to sue you.
And now we're getting sued for mentioning him.
Tony
Rummel. Right, whatever.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Victory sucks.
But yeah.
Well, how was the sleeping at?
Oh, it was insane.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. I was talking to Jimmy before.
Yeah.
He was talking.
Yeah, it was great.
So he had a great time. He lost his voice and shit.
Yeah. I think he lost his mind. He was in the pit. He was going nuts. Yeah, it was a great show. And then everybody went to Vauxhall afterwards for the after party.
Yeah.
And that was a shit show.
Was it?
Yeah. Everybody sloppy drunk. It was great. Great.
So how many bars have you got kicked out of in Huntington now?
Zero.
No.
Zero.
Jesus Christ.
I've been behaving myself for the most part.
I was going to say, how many times you've woken up in the drunken gutter?
None in the gutter. I've definitely gotten super hammered like 3 or 4 times. But the last time...
So I was going to say, you have your walk home?
No. The only time I busted my ass was during the snowstorm. Actually, my legs went out from under me. And I busted my ass. And I was sober enough to go, motherfucker. I texted my friend on the way home. She was bartending. I was like, be careful. I'm like, because they're just slippery as hell. But I went to Mad Ball the other day.
At Revolution?
So badly wanted to go to that.
It was last Thursday.
Yeah.
Fucking work.
Yeah, I figured you were going.
It was a reunion.
It was them and Wisdom in Chains. I'm like, God damn it.
It was oh, shit. I have your fucking shirt. I didn't bring it.
It's not like I won't see you.
Yeah. I have it, though.
Yeah, Wisdom in Chains and fucking Madball and another one, right?
It was two other bands. Yeah. I can't remember who they were. I walked in on the second band and then Wisdom in Chains came on. So.
Nice.
But it was like a reunion. I saw everybody. Everybody's like, let's do a shot.
Yeah, he's texting me. He's like, it's a reunion here. Fucking Stigma came in slippers.
Yeah. Vinny Stigma.
And I was like, that
old
makes sense.
As hell. No, he wasn't really in slippers. Yeah. He looked like he should be in slippers. Fucking Grandpa Stigma.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
man.
Still tricks out to so many shows, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool, man. Really good show.
But, wish I was there.
Yeah, I wish you guys would come out.
I will. I was going to come out fucking Sunday until fucking...
Yeah.
I got called in.
I'm going to Every Time I Die.
Okay.
At Revolution.
Yeah, that's March.
Yeah, my birthday.
Was just saying, March 10th?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if I have a show that night.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I do because it's a Friday. But that's Dropkick on that Sunday.
Yeah, I'm debating if I want to go to that because I feel like it's going to suck if I go. And if I don't go, you guys will have a great time because they'll play all
shit.
Old music.
As of now, there is no show on March 10th.
Yeah, that's no. Every Time I Die is playing March 10th.
I'm saying at Paramount. So
Paramount.
Work.
Yeah.
as of now.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just take that off. We'll see what gets booked.
Yeah, and then come here and get me wasted.
Oh, we're going to go to Every Time I Die, and then we'll come here.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you going to come out to Every Time I Die?
Nah, I'm probably just going to have some family here because, you know, my birthday and shit. They like to celebrate that.
Okay.
So I'll be here. And fucking, how is Long Island's favorite cover band? Fucking yeah. OLMOR.
OLMOR was so good.
I heard only like 300 people came.
250.
It was a storm, though.
Yeah.
Right? We had a blizzard.
But they sold out their pre-sale tickets, so.
Yeah, they sold over 800 tickets.
It would have been a crazy amount of people there.
I made a decent amount of money and only 250 people showed up.
Really? Yeah.
I was banking on that night. I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to make so much money. Yeah. And Mother Nature decided to stick it in my asshole.
OLMOR is it's a cover band, but they wear Lucha Libre mask internet. And it sounds ridiculous. And it is ridiculous. And it's fantastic. I fucking love it. And I'm glad they're headlining a major in a venue here in Long Island.
Yeah, I was talking to Bongo's wife. Yeah. She came up to the bar and she's like, oh, you know, like, is this slow for... I'm like, yeah, it's slow. I'm like, it's a blizzard outside. I was like, I love these guys. So I go and see him once a month. And she's like, oh, I'm his wife. I was like, oh, nice to meet you. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I've been going to see them for once a month for like the last 3-4 years. Yeah. I was like, I fucking, she's like, really?
And then absolutely. She slowly backed away from him like, you stalker.
Nope.
Did you wear your Lucha Libre mask bartending? Why?
Because I don't have it at the apartment.
I was going to say.
I have to get all my stuff over there still.
I am not a huge fan of 80s music, but I will go to that, and we have to do our Lucha Libre bar hopping and either make that the middle stop or a little more.
We can't wear a mask out in public beyond Halloween.
No, but we can put it on at the bars.
Yes.
Way. Yes.
We can do that.
We can wear the mask.
I can wear the mask. I'll just yell nonsense.
We could totally wear a mask. Why can't we wear a mask?
Because it's illegal to wear a mask.
It's not really illegal.
No, Alfred can't wear a mask.
Yeah. I could. I mean, it'll totally hide me. You know?
Alfred will be detained by the FBI for no reason.
That's weird. I can wear my hood whenever I want.
Yeah. You can wear your hood wherever you want.
I can wear my hood up with my sunglasses over my eyes. Too, whatever I want.
Not your white one. You're not allowed to wear that one in public. Only when you're special... Your special meetings that you go to.
Meetings.
And I just wear my Unabomber outfit all the time. I mumble things like, manifesto.
I just got a brand new fucking Lucha Libre mask. It's all black. Black and then black fucking fucking patterns on it.
It looks awesome.
It looks like a fucking S&M mask straight up.
That's great. Yes, and, I still need to get one of those.
They're everywhere. They play at least every weekend on Long Island.
Yeah.
So it's, I have to go because my coworker's birthday is going to be in like 2 weeks at, I think, 89 North.
Okay.
I think they're playing. So I'm trying to make it there. I'm trying to see if I could switch shifts.
Let me know the date.
Yeah. It's like the 20th.
If I'm around, I'll definitely come
21st.
Out.
Or 21st. It's the Saturday next week.
Oh, I'm doing an event here.
Yeah. What's the event here?
Super secret. No, it's a 7-line thing.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you're doing 7-line here?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So cool, Mets man. Fans can come down to the Halfpenny on the 21st. And maybe Jameson.
Yeah, maybe I'll come down.
Yeah, so we've been pretty
busy.
What
else has been going on, guys?
Well, what have you been doing? You've been pretty busy.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm always busy. What did I do? Did the Islanders season ticket holder meet and greet last night, where I realized I'm bigger than like half the team now. I'm like, good. God damn it, I'm wrong age group.
What do you mean? They were just young?
They're younger, obviously, because I'm 35.
Uh-huh.
There was a couple guys that were my age there, and they also have my haircut.
Yeah, man, you're up that age where you're fucking retired now.
Oh, yeah. And but, like, you know, I'm next to, like, Thomas Hickey.
Did you just realize?
Like 5'9". I'm like, good God, I'm gigantic compared to you.
You just realize you're not a unique snowflake like you think you are?
I'm a unique snowflake.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I am the base character for all video games. You want to create a player? I am the base model. Pale white, no hair.
Oh, man. So that's cool. You got a lot of memorabilia signed and shit?
Basically, what I got from Casey Zizekas, he's a fourth line player. I got one of his goal pucks from a game I went to, and I got him to sign that. And then I got my Islander flag signed by most of the team.
Very cool.
Nice.
Awesome. Did you watch the Winter Classic?
No. I watched the Centennial Classic a little bit, the first one, the right. Red Wings versus Maple Leafs rematch.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of... I don't care.
Yeah, I started watching the Winter
There's
Classic.
There's too many fucking outdoor games in the NHL. Yeah.
They're talking about basketball if you don't know the internet.
Though. Yes.
The outdoor basketball
We're talking Blackhawks, which is my team, versus the Blues. Yeah. And
Here's the thing. The Blackhawks have guaranteed at least one outdoor game a year because they quote-unquote draw ratings, which I don't think they do as much anymore. I think everyone's kind of
Chicago Blackhawks?
The Blackhawks and the Penguins are like their two big draws, but I think every... I'm like, can we get like maybe different teams?
Whatever. It was a good game for what I was watching, but yeah. Of course the Blackhawks lost. Yeah, fucking.
Oh, boo.
It was a good matchup.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not a good matchup. St. Louis has got a pretty good team, and Chicago's this weird team this year that is they play good and then they play bad. And yep. They play good, they play bad. Yep. Islanders just fucking suck, but.
Are they sucking this year?
Yeah. I mean, we're coached by Fred Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone.
Literally, like, whenever they lose, his post-game press conference is the same thing. He's like, the battle level wasn't there tonight. Puck luck, no puck luck. They skated hard, though. I thought so-and-so had a good game. Got to pay better defense.
I was watching this video of the shit-talking, like, the live mics just random fucking games and random fucking players. If they would mic every player and just did that, I would watch hockey a lot more. Oh, that was the funniest.
I love when you actually catch the sound when they're going to the penalty box and like, fuck you, fuck this, this is all fucked up. And you just hear everything. You're like, whoa.
And they all have fucking like these accents, like these Canadian accents or like these European accents.
You fucking piece of shit.
And it's so fucking, is that your Canadian accent?
That's my French. Oh. My French one. French Canadian.
My French Canadian.
French Canadian.
I have another one.
My Canadian accent's just slower.
What's up?
And you say A and buddy.
Nah, I'm good.
So what's this about?
And it was so funny. Like the one of the biggest ones are talking about, like, you should go back to minor leagues. You should go back to the minors, because you suck here in the Nationals. And then they're like,
oh, that's like the European players.
And the one dude's like, asshole, you were in the minors longer than I was.
And the best though too is like after the game, they're like, so what are we doing for dinner tonight? Like they're all a lot of them are friendly with each other.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, afterwards,
just beat the shit out of each other on the ice.
Oh, you gotta go now. We go now.
I watched Yoga Hosers the other night.
Yoga Hosers. It was ridiculously fucking
funny.
Stupid.
It was funny.
It's funny, man. The Bratzies.
Yeah.
The Bratzies. And then fucking the monster at the end. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yeah, like the Golem or whatever it is.
I think if it's a good B movie.
That's what I think he was going for.
Yeah.
It's a good entertaining B. Like, you cannot go into that.
You know how Tusk was completely awful?
Yeah.
Awful. Dreadful?
Yeah.
This awful. Is at least funny.
Okay. Yeah, this one was funny.
It's very funny.
Yeah, and Johnny Depp's daughter is kind of hot.
She is hot. I wish her face was on Kevin Smith's daughter's body.
Yeah, I hear you. I fucking thought the same thing too, man.
I mean, I Johnny Depp's daughter is a rail, so I love it. Yeah, yeah. She's like...
You love that shit.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Anorexic.
Yeah.
Kind of slutty.
The heroin chic is how they call
heroin
it.
Heroin chic. That's fucking Jameson's jam right there. Mm.
Heroin chic?
Yeah, that's heroin your shit addict. Right there.
You know, I was like, making it sound classy for you.
We'll look at No More Girls.
Don't do that.
Elvis and I will look at No More Girls, and James would be like, too fat. Yeah. Her pinky's
like, James, she's a size 5.
Fat.
Yep.
Her pinky's a little weird.
She's a house.
Her pinky's a little longer than.
Did I like. Look at her, 000. Fucking.
Look at her. She obviously hasn't fed herself in 3 weeks.
I could snap her arm with my fucking pinky.
That's Jameson's jam right there. Mm-hmm.
Smaller the better.
Anyway, Jameson, you got a song to play?
I do. We're actually going to start off with the new Menzinger song that came out today. Thank you for bringing this up. I had no idea that even came out today. But this is...
And I helped.
He did plug in his cord.
This is the new single that came out today, January 10th, After Party by Menzingers.
I can't stop when we wake
And that was Menzinger's new single, After the Party. Check them out. Got to find out when that new album's coming out. That's probably some important news there.
They consistently put out good stuff, too, which is nice to see nowadays.
Yeah, they just did the tour with Bayside. I'm pissed that I missed it.
Saw them at a Riot Fest 2 years in a row. They're really good.
Oh, they're excellent. They're
excellent. I like them.
Straight out of Philly, if you don't know them, go to themenzingers.com. And it's out February 3rd. The pre-order is available now.
I'm trying to do a Facebook Live video right now. Hold on. Bear with me, Internet. There we go. Go live. 3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah, dude, Jimmy. Later, my man.
Are we live right now?
Yeah.
Through the Elvis and Alfred show? Or?
No, through my feed.
Okay.
Yeah. Fancy, man.
Why don't you do it through the Elvis and Alfred show?
Can
you
do that? I don't know.
That sounds like witchcraft, Jameson.
Yeah. We totally do that.
I'll do it next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hour two.
I'll do it hour two.
Yeah.
So this is what we look like. This is their setup.
I'm indeed bald and plain looking.
That's the bar. Yeah. There we go. That's how the magic happens here, Internet, if you've ever been wondering.
But nobody's watching because they don't have your
Lisa Marie. Facebook. Lisa Marie Messina has joined.
Oh.
And my my brother. So hi.
It's like your sister? You your sister joined on? Hey.
No. Not my sister. No.
So we have lots of stories to talk about. I have a good one to kick off the new year.
This is
from the New York Post. Man blows $1 million like cars, strippers, and cocaine after bank glitch.
He blew $1 million by a glitch, right?
A glitch, yes.
So he went to a bank account, and then he's like, holy shit.
Yeah,
that's a lot of motherfucking zeros in there.
Let's spend this.
Yeah.
How would I do this? Oh, I know.
I know exactly how I do this.
Hookers and blow.
A debt-ridden student.
Like any normal fucking American.
A debt-ridden student blew $1.3 million on sports cars, speedboats, strippers, and cocaine after a bank error gave him an unlimited overdraft. They didn't put the money in his account. They just didn't charge him for an overdraft.
That's crazy.
Wannabe playboy Luke Moore lived a high life for 2 years before he was caught by cops and jailed on fraud charges. The Australian treated himself to luxury holidays, an Aston Martin, a Maserati, and a boat, living the ultimate bachelor lifestyle. But he was slapped with a 4-year jail term last year after the banking glitch came to light. First of all, his bank sucks at their job.
Here's the thing. How can they arrest you? It wasn't fraud. He just didn't have any overdraft.
Yeah.
That's not fraud. He's doing exactly what I would do, what anybody would do.
Oh, well, here we go. Moore, 29, went free last week after winning an appeal of his conviction on the grounds that his actions were not deceptive.
Exactly.
He is now broke and living with his mother in South Wales. South Wales, ironically, while studying to become a criminal lawyer. Because he knows how to do it.
I think what they should do is actually charge him the money that he fucking overdrafted. You know, like, you got to pay it all back.
See ya.
You know, I think he's responsible for the money that he was given. But to be jailed for that, that's fucked up.
Well, he shouldn't be jailed.
No, he should just be bankrupt for life now.
He shouldn't even get like a lower credit score at all. Nothing. He should be like, the bank should totally hold responsible for that. Like, we fucked up.
Yeah. He said he is still readjusting to real life and would no longer want to drive around in flashy cars because he got caught.
Because he did it.
Yeah. The law student bagged the free cash after opening a complete freedom account with St. George in March of 2010. A computer error meant he was allowed to overdraw the account and spend a total of $1.5 million. But instead of tallying the bank, he made increasingly large withdrawals and transferred the funds into multiple accounts. As well as buying a frayed Michael Jordan shirt, the student used the cash to pay mortgage, insurance, and other bills. So he was kind of...
He's like, all right, I'm going to pay off my bills.
Yeah.
And then after an hour...
Yeah, yeah. Be responsible with this money that's not mine.
He was like, well, this card's got $7,000 on it. This one's got two. My student loans are $70,000. Well, they're gone now.
So he
what
spent
should
like,
I do? Yeah,
he spent like 2 hours paying off his bills, and he's like... Fuck.
Hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow. I didn't want to do this. But I'm going to do it.
It looks like it's frozen on your Facebook page. I'm trying to watch it.
Do I have
to
hit frozen?
Play? Do I have to hit play?
Yeah, probably, you have to hit play. Oh, you have to hit play.
Oh, my God, we're in a time loop.
Oh,
my God, we're in a time loop. What is this?
Oh, that was Inception.
When will then be now?
I think I just blew my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thing you don't do drugs.
Holy.
Good God, man.
Oh, my God. So how long did he get jailed for?
He said 4 years, but he was out on an appeal because the bank fucked up.
Yeah.
But how long was he actually in jail?
That doesn't actually
say. It has to have been for, like, the processing, maybe a couple days.
Maybe a couple weeks, I'd say.
Weeks, but, you think?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to that guy.
Yeah, it doesn't really say when. It just says he was slapped the 4-year jail term last year, so he went free last week, so he served a year.
Oh, so he served a year. There
yeah,
you go.
Maybe a year. He got it. So, yeah.
Yeah, because he had to win the appeal.
Yes.
Interesting.
So let's all open accounts with St. George.
Well, no. Now we got to find a different bank because they already know. They figured it out.
Or did they?
Total Freedoms account. I wonder who else does that. Well, that's my...
How would you... Say you got $1 million in your account. Would you do the same thing? Would you spend it right away or would you contact somebody?
I would disappear. I would take the money. I would buy a yacht with a helipad.
Yeah.
And I would sail.
I'm looking up and not, where there's no extradition back to the States, cashing it all out, and living like a king in some fucking tropical island.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know. I would take out just enough that I know that I have in my own account. Don't even touch like $1 million yet. And then fucking just go to Atlantic City. Hookers and blow!
Classy, Atlantic City.
It's like I can afford to pay back.
Yeah, I can afford to pay. After like a day, if I'm there for like a day and it didn't like, nothing fucking happened, the bank didn't call me or anything, I'm like, all right, I'm going to take out another $5,000 right now. Let's see what happens.
Just like up the ante every time?
A little bit.
Okay.
You know, just put it all on the roulette table. No, I would play craps like all day, I think.
I would just play on the roulette table all day, like small increments too, like put another 10 on black. And again. And again. Sir, you've been here for 9 hours. I said again.
Well, that's it for Facebook Live. We'll come right back.
Yeah.
So, because I'm tired of doing
this. Because I'm tired of doing this.
Oh my God, it's doing again! Oh my God, it's doing again! We're in a time loop!
I'd like to say he did that to be funny, but I don't think he did.
No, I totally did. Okay. Sometimes I do things on purpose. Oh, shit.
You know what? Since we talked a lot the first half hour, I got a new song to play. From our friends at Dead Broke Records, Bruno's new band, Adult Magic.
Okay.
Did we play them right now?
Maybe.
We've played them in the past.
Yeah.
We'll play a different one, I'm assuming.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
I don't know.
Play whatever we want. That's
yes,
the beauty of our show.
Because we haven't been on the air in a while.
Yeah, so it's all brand new.
Yes. I'm going to go with this one because it's got an entertaining name. This is Adult Magic with Shrimp Kiss.
We've definitely played this before.
Have we?
All right, fine then.
No, play it.
Hanging on to Ghost?
Fine.
I don't know if I played that.
All right, Hanging on to Ghost. off of their EP. That's Adult Magic with Hanging On to Ghosts.
Nice.
Yeah, here on the Elvis and Alfred Show on MarlikeRadio.com, Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. And, yeah, we'll definitely be on this Thursday, I think, if they still have us.
Nah, we're still on there.
Are we? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, whenever we make jokes like that, like I'll get a message like on Facebook from one of them. You're like, you're still on.
You're still good. You're still good. Good. I'm glad, well, that they, I'm glad they still like us.
Yeah, we're special. All right. What about this? This one's an old story, and they still haven't caught him. Watch this guy steal a bucket worth $1.6 million in gold flakes from an armored truck. Did you see this?
Yeah, they really haven't found him yet?
No.
That's amazing.
They think they have an ID of the dude.
He's gone.
Yeah,
he's
totally way gone. Fucking gone.
Yeah.
And he's foreign, right?
Yeah, he's just so totally Hispanic.
He totally went, is he Hispanic?
Watch, yeah, he's totally. Watch. If, yeah, see him? There he is. That's the dude. And it's like a fucking 5-gallon bucket. And he just see this guy.
He just shuffles around. Oh, yeah, it's yeah. Great.
And for like an hour. Not even an hour. Like blocks. They just caught him on CCTVs from like numerous sites.
If you got to commit a crime, be nonchalant about it.
No, he was not even nonchalant about it. Because he even took it. He had no idea what it was.
He was kind of nonchalant about it.
He knew he was just probably like coins.
Yeah, he was just, you know, carrying it in his arms. Like,
if you
like
see him, it looks like he was pacing back and forth on an armored truck.
Well, he was going to walk right past, and then he like, yeah. he catches it out of the corner of his eye and sees it. And then he's like, okay. He looked around. He walked up the side, so nobody was there. Just walked up and fucking grabbed it. It was great.
It says it weighed 86 pounds. That's not easy to fucking carry, though.
So right now, here's the guy. I wish I had the other monitor up. I'll do it next time. So he's just pacing. He's going past it. He just sees his pallet. Filled with fucking these buckets. He just goes right up to the open. Like, they just left it open. Like, I get it. After a while being in an armored truck, day after day, it just gets routine to a point where, like, nobody's
gonna... You get complacent.
Yeah. You know? It's yeah. Just... Now, he just went in there. Loomis is the name of the armored truck. And he fucking just leaves. Nobody's saying anything. He just takes it and, look, watch him buck, man. And then you just watch him. $1.6 million gold flakes. At that point, if I stole that, I'll be learning how to fucking just burn, melt down fucking like little gold bars and go to like the finance, not the financial district, like the jeweler district in Manhattan. Be like, yeah, I got some gold.
Yeah, little backdoor sale.
Oh my God. Yeah. When this was posted, November 30th, so 2 months now.
All I hear is like an old-fashioned radio in the background. You're listening to stuff on through your phone?
Yeah, it's just I'm trying to find a song that I want to play, but I don't want to play it through here.
Well, I'm glad you guys like my fucking story.
Yes.
I know the story. It's a good story.
It's like 3 months you. Old.
Fuck you, all right?
I'm going to drink my fucking whiskey. How about that? Fuck you all. I quit.
You can't quit.
You're totally fired. Quit the show.
You're fired.
You can't
fired.
Quit.
You're all fired. You're all fired. Friendship. Friendship over. Jack, you're all my only friend.
Yeah, I say, where is that? You made that joke on our page. Or what story was that?
What's that?
The chainsaw cutting off his penis story.
Oh, no. That's a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, where is that one?
How do you... Accidentally?
You just wrote friendship over in Latin... Full caps. Also from my favorite local tabloid, the New York Post, because they have the best stories.
What was the name of the tagline?
Drunk dude accidentally chops off friend's penis with chainsaw.
Awesome.
Let's see how it starts.
So good.
With friends like these. A boozed up Romanian man accidentally chopped off his buddy's penis with a chainsaw. Has his wife and son watched in horror, a report says.
He was probably like stepping on a log, maybe, and then... the wrong way to use chainsaw.
This is
why there's proper ways to use chainsaw.
Front to back. We were cutting wood, and suddenly I saw my husband covered in blood, recalled the shaken up woman, who chose to remain anonymous. The 53-year-old victim was working outside with his pal while also enjoying a few drinks with a man when he began joking around with the chainsaw. I was holding the chainsaw, and I said, "Be careful, I could cut your knees," recalled a mutilator who allegedly lunged at his friend with a power tool before hacking off his manhood.
Oh, fuck.
"Everything happened in play. It was a joke," he said. "I didn't want to cut him. I was helping him to cut wood, and this is what happened."
You don't prank your friends with power tools. How about that?
That's not okay.
It's not fun.
Coming from a woodworker.
Yeah. You don't.
He knows the danger.
There's fucking. And you want to know what
happens? Coming from a rational human being, you definitely shouldn't do anything with power tools to your friend.
No, especially a chainsaw, because guess what? You're going to cut your fucking penis off. You know?
That should be on the video.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of the Asians with the, or like the videos with the Asians with the corn on the cob on the drill?
And oh my god, yeah.
And they're
like,
oh, and they rip their fucking teeth out. It's like, idiot. You don't use power tools to do stupid shit.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
No.
Oh god, this is so bad.
The victim's wife said surgeons have tried their best to save as much of her hubby's penis as they could, though it's unclear whether he is still able to have sex following the accident.
So? Did you come or what?
Local police are reportedly probing the incident are said to be weighing criminal charges.
Oh, no.
"I'm not a criminal," the guy said. "I hope I don't go to prison."
I'm not a crook.
"I hope I don't go to prison for chainsawing my friend's dick off."
Is Romania one of those countries that has, like, eye for an eye? Because, oh, God.
Yeah, where was this? Yeah.
Romania.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, this should know better.
Romania's crazy.
Oh, man. There's a similar story where... I think it was Roger who was telling me. I'm not sure if it's like Roger's friend or family member, but they were in the backyard and during the summer, and they were all drinking, and they saw like an axe where they were chopping up firewood, you know? And they're all just having a good time just whacking away on fucking just splitting wood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And one girl tried doing it, fucking missed like the wood.
It went right
in between her toes.
Ow.
Yeah.
Split her foot?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say she went right into her shin.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's worse.
That is way worse.
I think the toe's worse.
Yeah?
I'm like, oh God.
Because I feel like if you go into your fucking shin, you're going to split your shin in half and you're going to lose your entire leg. At least that, you just, maybe you lost your foot.
Lost your balance anyway.
Yeah, well. Lost feeling in your foot.
That was stupid, man. Way stupid.
But she's going to have a sexy peg leg.
I think they saved her foot.
Okay.
I think the foot saved. I think, you know, the enough force went through the shoe, but still punctured her foot.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we're still toes around that girl if you're...
How about not playing with sharp objects like axes when you're drunk?
Yeah, no, only do that when you're sober. Then
none
you can
of that shit is fun. None of that's okay.
None of that's fun. You know, that's why I don't fucking get wasted or hungover too much, you know, the next day. Because, you know, you got to be mindful because all these tools will kill you. You know, it's like, or you're going to lose a finger.
And this guy's telling me, he's like, yeah, I can't wait till you get drunk and we just play on a bandsaw.
Yeah. I'll let you go play a bandsaw drunk if you want to. I mean, I'll spot you.
No, he said you, not himself.
I'm smart enough not to play with fucking sharp objects when I'm drunk.
That's true.
And I'm smart enough to video it.
Yeah.
On our Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Playing with sharp objects and power tools drunk. No. Going into a bar filled with black people and start screaming white power. Now that's a totally different story in Jameson's book.
I've been behaving.
I hope so.
I have.
That's why he's
I'm
like,
in a new place. I can't get wasted because they don't know me like that.
Yeah.
They don't think it's funny. They think I'm being racist. I'm just joking.
That's what you get for moving to the uppity North Shore of Long Island.
Are you in an apartment complex or a house?
No, I'm in a house.
In a house.
Yeah.
But you have like a separate entrance and all that?
It's one entrance and then it has separate entrances. So it enters into
it's got like a foyer.
Yeah.
So my apartment on the left, there's an older woman. She's got to be in her 70s on the right. And then...
So she's definitely more racist than you are.
Without a doubt in my mind.
And she's a school teacher. So she's,
hell yeah.
She's still teaching at 70?
She's a substitute.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm sure she hears my fucking drunkenness through the walls.
Oh, they're
yeah?
Like... and she's like, at least it's not one of those coloreds.
And then I have a 2-year-old and a mother upstairs.
Okay. So you're not like, hanging outside in the foyer, fucking like drunk and naked.
No, no.
Who wants to see my penis?
Yeah.
Neighbors, who wants to see it?
I've been really fucking good.
Oh, lady, look, helicopter spin. Check this out.
The lady, last time look, I got really helicopter. Fucked up was at Madball, and before that, I can't even tell you when I got that drunk. But Madball, I got,
you got
super
fucking
black,
stupid.
Blackout, and I went down to Vauxhall afterwards and don't even remember.
How the hell did you get to Vauxhall?
Stumbling.
My friend Deep drove us down there.
Okay.
But I went in, and they were like, dude, you were fucked up last night. I was like, I was here? They're like, yeah, you were. I'm like, and you served me? They're like, yeah, we served you. I was like, why would you do that? Like, tell me to get the fuck out of here.
Right,
it's not
they
funny.
They haven't learned yet. They haven't learned.
No, here they do it too. If I were to come to the Penny fucked up, they keep serving me. If I go to Patchogue and I'm fucked up, they keep serving me. Because
even you obliterate a tip better than most of the people that
this
come in
true.
Here.
This is true.
Well, the industry treats the people in the industry well. I think that's just
yeah. Like, he probably had a rough day. Yeah. Or they don't stay sitting straight for a week. It's like, he had a rough week.
And I'm like, I've known Jameson for a while. You're one of my best friends. And he called me during the holidays. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be out. You know, we're going to be drinking later. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll join you. And then he texted me back. He's like, yeah, I've been drinking with my brother here heavily. We're about to hit up Patrick. I'm like, I am not drinking with you.
Yes, yeah.
I am not hanging out with you. And I'm not drinking with you.
I think we ended up at Irish Times that night. I don't know what happened. And then the next night we went out with my cousin. My cousin.
Yeah, I think
back
you did
because
I think you drunk texted me from Irish Times.
It's possible.
You're like, where are you? Like the same place I was 7 hours ago. Work.
It's possible. No idea.
I was like, no fucking way. I'm not hanging out with you.
Well, like, I actually lasted that night pretty well until we got to Irish Times, and then my cousin fell asleep on the bar.
Your cousin fell asleep on the bar.
Fell asleep on the bar, and my little brother, his girlfriend, was like, all right, we got to drive him home.
Is he married with kids?
No.
Okay. So why did he get so drunk?
He lives in Japan. He's in
the Navy. That dude.
Yeah, my cousin.
Yeah, I met him.
Yeah, you met him before.
Yeah.
He
should be able to, because like the Japanese, the way they drink, it's like a badge of honor if you can hold your liquor or some stupid shit.
Well, he said he's good. He gets drunk in Japan, and they take him, they put him in a car, they drive him home, and if they can't get him in the house, they leave him on his front porch. So he's like, every day, anytime I black out and I'm wasted, he's like, I get home safe. He's like, they are the best people ever.
I guess.
I've done that to plenty of people over the years. Like, this is your house? Okay, I'm just going to drag you to your front steps. There you go.
Besides, you know, the colonization of, you know, of the smaller countries for years and the atrocities that they happened. And
I don't care about that.
Aren't you part Japanese, though, now?
Yeah, of course. Because the fucking
atrocities.
500 years of fucking colonizations will do that to you.
For years, Alfred didn't know he was Japanese. His mom was like, we're Japanese, too.
I had no idea. It's like, my last name is Mansoura. That's my maiden name. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that
does make sense, yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Well, look at that. I'm a jalapeno now.
A jalapeno. All
right. Let me do another song here.
I want to do songs.
Okay, well, you can do the next one.
I want to do songs.
This is from the newest album from Jeffrey Rosenstock. I don't know if you guys know who that is. He was in...
No, Jameson. Please tell me.
Arrogant Sons of Bitches. Arrogant Son of a Bitch. Is that what it is? ASOB. And Bomb the Music Industry.
Bomb the Music Industry.
So this is Jeffrey Rosenstock off the album Worry from 2016. This is Festival Song. Gazing at the purples and pinks in the That was Jeffrey Rosen, Jeff Rosenstock with Festival Song off of the album Worry. And got, Alfred disappeared. Where'd he go?
That got much better after the intro.
It's good, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So far, so I was had the stomach flu for like 2 weeks, and then last week I just didn't drink at all. So this, I was like, maybe I'll just fucking do that dry January thing.
Yeah,
that lasted that all bit of fucking how long that was in here? 20 minutes?
I drank at midnight.
I've been drinking every single day since I moved.
Because you're like, freedom! Freedom, no rules!
Yeah, how does it feel to have your own place?
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, all the hot water.
I am the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. Since you've been out of that madhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
Did they miss you?
Yeah.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
I'm weirded out because I haven't been asked for a ride in a while.
I know, neither have I.
I get texts from my little brother like, dude, when are you coming home? I miss you, man.
Well, he just turned like 21.
Yeah, he just came of age where
he can actually go to bars. And shit. But even at like that age, we were like seasoned vets around the fucking bars around here, right?
Yeah.
You know, especially like the training wheels that I had with fucking Butcher Boys and the fucking MacArthur Inn.
Yeah. Jesus.
Did you ever go to that bar?
Was it Mama's?
Yeah. Mama's.
Yeah. Mama's. Yeah.
I was all bit of like seven. No, I was at that point.
7 years old.
No, because then I was 19 because I was way out, I was out of high school, but I was going to Suffolk at the time. And it was the only place that would still serve me and my friends at the time. And some of them were fucking way like 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
Mama's, she's definitely dead now. She has to be dead. And then it switched to Prohibition.
No, it was co-eds.
Co-eds. Co-eds.
Yeah.
Co-eds. I went with my friends once to co-eds.
That's where I met Bobby.
And one of my friends.
Yeah, of course. Bobby was well 15 years old going to that bar. Without a doubt in my mind, he was like 15. Yeah. And he looked all bit of 15.
Yep.
That's where you met Bobby? You never met him at Butcher Boys?
No. No, he started coming to Butcher Boys, I think, after.
Yeah, he was going to Butcher Boys, too, at that time.
Yeah, I remember young Bobby at Butcher Boys.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
I mean, I brought you around, so I was 23.
You brought me when I was 21.
Yeah, so I was 22,
I was one of the few people who didn't go there until I was 21. You were 22.
Yeah, around then.
Yeah.
Well, I started going to Butcher Boy, I was 16 years old.
Yeah. Yet I never fucking bumped into you.
I befriended him.
Oh, no, just never.
I used to just drive him home when he was wasted. Yeah. This is my good deed for today.
Yeah?
You'd be like, turn here. And out here. Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah.
It was funny because I never got that drunk. I was never like blackout drunk in those days. I wasn't blackout drunk.
What are you talking about?
I was like 16, 17.
You didn't get blackout drunk at 16, 17?
No. I actually...
Drinking like whiskey sours?
I think I held my liquor better when I was younger.
Yeah, what was the stupid drink did you drink when you were like that age?
Captain Ginger.
Captain Ginger was yours?
Yeah.
Yo, I was drinking soda. Fucking Johnny Black and sodas.
I remember that. That was your thing.
That?
Yep.
Fucking for a long time.
Yeah. Mine was always either Bacardi and Coke, or if I wanted to get shit-faced that night, 151 and Coke.
Or just drink there when Christina or Mike was bartending.
Yeah, well.
Or Keith. Keith.
Keith,
Keith introduced me to fucking Cutie. Or what we call it. Yeah. I think he called it. He had a different name for it. It was Cognac and Grand Marnier.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, this is the shit I was drinking at a fucking teenager. Like some old man drink.
Yeah.
And dollar beer nights.
Oh, my God.
Me, Alfred, our friend Mike, and I think it was... Who was it? Tristan,
would be there.
We would get there right when it started, get a table, and our goal was to fill the table up with empties. Yeah. And like with 5 minutes to go, we'd go up to the bar and be like, we need...
Three buckets!
Yeah.
Three buckets!
And they knew we were going to drink it, so it's not like...
Right.
Oh, my God. Frankie used to get me so goddamn wasted. Yep.
That's how I learned how to bartend, was Frankie.
Yeah, because he would get wasted.
Yeah, and I was like, where's Frankie? Oh, he's passed out behind the bar.
Yeah.
I'm the door guy. Shit.
Yeah. That happened often.
Yeah. Why is Elvis bartending? And why is he charging them a different price than us? I was like, I don't know them. They're paying for us to drink tonight.
Yeah, pretty much. Or Mike... Lock the door.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, oh.
Sometimes
he used to give me the fucking bottle of
The tequila.
Cuervo Gold.
What's that tequila?
It was Cuervo Gold, but he filled it with whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it was
Conquistadore
or some shit like that. Yeah,
Conquistadore. I knew that motherfucker married bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking knew it.
Absolutely.
That was part of our jobs.
Yeah. The only because fucking Evan Williams was Jack Daniels.
It was so gross.
Admiral Nelson was Captain Morgan.
Yep.
Jameson was always real because I drank it.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, why didn't you say anything to me?
No, the Jack was real too.
No, it wasn't.
It's not.
It was Evan Williams.
Wasn't it? I don't remember because I didn't drink Jack 100%. Then. 100%. So. I drank Jay. I've always been more of a Jameson.
And then whatever the cheap fucking whatever he was using for tequila.
Bellows? Old Bellows and the fucking
Oh, yeah,
cheap?
And the gins.
Oh, the vodka was like Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, everything, yeah.
Every vodka you had was the same shit vodka there.
Patron was also...
It was like the silver version of... It wasn't Rack,
Bellows?
But it was slightly better than Rack. It was a company that you would have heard of. It was the one that had like the fucking deer heads on. It was like some weird one.
Yeah,
Jim Beam?
No, it was tequila.
Oh, okay.
But I remember he got called out.
Everything, yeah.
He got called out of the Patron, yeah.
Mouth. Yeah.
Mouth got caught?
Mouth was the one that was like, this is not Patron.
Yeah, because he would buy bottles. It's like, don't rip off the guy who's buying bottles. He's paying for you to buy five.
He's
with
like,
one.
I'm buying a bottle. I want it fucking sealed.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have a sealed bottle. All right, man. That's why I never charge them full price for fucking Patron.
Was I ever charged?
Dude, if I was working, you were never charged for anything to begin with.
It was always like $5.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, 10 bucks at the end of the night.
Yeah, it was always fucking... And then who was the other girl? I forgot her name already. Fuck.
Which one?
She worked there forever with Christina.
Kelly?
Not Kelly.
Carrie?
She is a younger sister of somebody I read. No, not Kelly.
No. Doreen? Christine?
No. Not Christine, not the one that moved. She was a young
Christine
girl.
Christine and Doreen was the older sister.
Not Jocelyn.
Maybe not Jocelyn. She was a twin.
Nope, not Jocelyn. Curly brown hair, short. Fuck, I forgot her name. She spotted me. Fucking, she paid my tab a couple times too.
No idea. It's coming down to the hour.
Yeah,
is it?
Right. Yeah, let's put that on hold. We'll come back to the Butcher Boy Talk.
Sorry, man. When we get into that shit, we always get into that shit.
Yeah. You got a song, Alfred?
Now that I lost the page, I do not.
Yeah, I'll play Butcher Boy.
It's on the Elvis and Alfred Show page.
We'll do that. We'll do that the first song.
Is it new at the drive-in?
New one. I put the video up on the.
Shit. I didn't know that was out either.
Yeah.
I'll play a song that we used to always just put on the jukebox at Butcher Boys because.
Dharmarama? Buck Cherry's Dharmarama.
I want to see if they have that now.
Anything?
Yeah, dude. I can't believe you even had that on that jukebox. That shit was my jam.
I found it. So that's what we're going to play.
All right.
There's Buck Cherry covering anything.
It's the only Buck Cherry song I like.
Do you wanna sleep? Do you wanna drown? Just settle down.
That was Buck Cherry with the cover of Anything Anything from Dramarama off of the Road Trip soundtrack.
That's hey, why it was on a jukebox.
I remember. Yep. I remember. Oh. That's why we could find it.
Yeah.
Back to Butcher Boy days. We'll be back after this.
That's right.
Right? Yep. Here we go.
Many years since I was here on the street, I was passing my time away.
I had no idea East Freely sang so.
Put it in the books, Mets win. Put it in the books,
back
Mets
in
win.
New York groove.
We are back. We are actually are back.
Yes.
With a vengeance.
The second hour here on the Elvis and Alfred Show on More Like Radio Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Catch all of our past episodes as well as other episodes on More Like Radio and morelikeradio.org.
And I just want to do this. Okay, Google, play TuneIn app. I'm sorry, no, it's okay, Google, play More Like Radio.
Okay, so did you got the Google Home.
Yeah, I have the Alexa, too.
Yeah, I got that,
Alexa.
Too.
Everybody seems like I got the Alexa dot.
I have the original Alexa.
I got the original, yeah. Too.
You had the original one?
Okay, Google is so much better than Google
right?
Home. Yeah,
I think so.
It's smarter.
One, because Google has the fucking database of more information
yes.
than Amazon. Yeah. That's my rationale. To get Google Home. Plus, I'm trying to get all of the Philips Hue,
yeah,
the
that's
smart home.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I want to do too.
And so hey, I can just walk in and be like,
Google, yeah. Put on mood lighting.
Yeah, that's what I would say. You know, like
and then back in the New York,
Alexa
comes on,
make it sexy.
Yeah, I'd be like,
I can't do that.
Google, let us fuck. And then I have the fucking LED because you can get the colored
dimmers,
lights.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And then it'll be like, okay, playing Let Us Fuck playlist in Spotify.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you tie all that shit in?
There's a bridge, they call it.
Yeah.
It's a separate unit that you plug into your wireless router, and that automatically will link all the up to 5 light bulbs.
I'm not saying the lights. How do you actually like do Spotify? How do you make...
You just like when
oh, you just have to link
you just
it.
Just go on the app, you link it.
Okay.
Yeah, like you just go through your phone and link everything.
All
yeah.
right, cool.
Yeah.
I got to do that.
Yeah. With the Google, right? You have or the,
the
Alexa?
Yeah,
yeah, that works too. Same way.
Yeah, I have the app. I just haven't really played with it much because I don't really know.
Because there was that news story where, like, the newscaster was like, "Alexa, buy me a dollhouse," and apparently, like, it ordered a bunch of people dollhouses who were watching it. So kind of hoping someone's listening right now, like, "Alexa, buy George Michael's greatest hits."
So, would you say Google is far better than Alexa?
Yeah, I mean, they both work relatively the same, but the Google Home. Like it's like he said, it's got already got all that backup from Google. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I mean they have the database of yep. information.
Like let's see if I can find the joke.
Like
I put
Google
on our
is a verb for us now. That's that's in our lexicon of saying like just Google that. You know what I mean? Nobody says like Bing it. Nobody says like oh can you Amazon fucking search engine that? You know.
But I feel like they all have the same information.
No, they don't.
No?
They're fucking probably, if they do, they're writing on Google's database.
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Nah.
That's what I think. But I think Google Home is the way to go. I think because the more I think about it, because I'm getting either one. The Dot's like $50, and Google Home is like $130.
Yeah, it's $130.
Yeah. And then like the Philips Hue lights are like...
It's like a starter pack, I think, for like $150.
This is something I posted on our friend Tristan's wall because someone did an Amazon version of it. I just did the Google one.
Yeah.
Hey, Google. What is Ric Flair's catchphrase?
According to Brandy Quote, the stylist, profiler.
Yeah, that's it.
Riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, and dealing, son of a gun.
Woo! What about, what did Alexa say?
Alexa was like, I can't do that.
Yeah, of course you can't. Yeah. You want to know why?
Interesting.
Yeah. What's good for Alexa, though? Like, what's...
Alexa, you can order your Amazon stuff right off of it.
What?
Like, if you say, like...
Hey, just get the one-touch app.
Yeah.
You know, I always want toilet paper
sent to me every Thursday.
That's why I always wanted to buy the buttons. You know what I mean?
Oh, the easy buttons?
Yeah, because, like I'm always going to buy toilet paper. I'm always going to buy laundry detergent. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I'm out, I just press that fucking button.
Yeah, I take the extra 12 seconds to just punch into my Amazon app.
Yeah, I know, but if you had a button, like, fucking bureaucracy shit.
That's the issue. That's why I don't want to do it.
Why?
I feel like, you know, just let me type a little bit.
Nah, man. It's like, I don't know. Then again, I never bought, like, toiletries through fucking Amazon.
I have.
Like what?
Toilet paper, paper towels.
Is it better than going, like, BJ's or Costco?
It's about the same price. It's the same thing, too. You have a limited selection from everything.
Uh-huh. So that's what you got to do, bro. You got to get a... Or when we go shopping, just tag along. Get fucking Costco. Get some Kirkland shit.
I got rid of all that years ago. I use Amazon Prime for everything.
Really? Do you?
Yep.
I don't.
I have
I still go to Costco.
Stop and Shop. 3 blocks away.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah, but
I live behind the Stop.
You
got to
think about. You got to think about
putting,
like,
on pants. Sometimes you just don't want to wear pants.
The money that you're saving if you buy it in bulk.
Like, I don't have enough space to buy.
You don't think you do? But
36 rolls of toilet paper. I don't have space to buy 12 fucking rolls of paper towels.
You should have space.
Well, I don't have space for that.
How many fucking cabinets do you have in your kitchen?
I have 4 big cabinets.
What are you filling them with?
Food, dishes.
Just 4?
Cleaning supplies.
That's all you got? Just 4? Yeah. And, like, no fucking bottom cabinets?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's... I guess it's 4. It's 2 doors on each.
Oh, that's all you got?
For the top, and then for the bottom, I have, like, another 4. But that's where I put all, like, my cleaning supplies. I only have, like, in my bathroom, I have just under the sink, and then I don't have any other storage. I have my 2 closets.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Alright, I gotta go to your place.
Yeah,
we gotta party. I don't know, this week is booked. I got a dinner with a friend of mine at Sunday.
Ooh, sexy time.
I hope. Let's see. And then
I work Thursday, Friday, and Sunday this week, but I have Saturday off.
Saturday? No, I'm off Saturday night.
So let's do something Saturday.
I have work Sunday morning.
What time?
Noon. It's like 30 minutes away from Huntington.
Yeah, so bring shit to change into.
Okay, but how do you feel about sleep apnea?
I don't care. A few of us have already talked that we just got to go to his place and act like obnoxious drunk assholes the whole time.
I don't care. I sleep through anything. You know that.
Did you sleep through this guy? Because he snores as much as I do.
Yeah. Well, he woke up going, "Where's my underwear?" That's the kind of sleep he had.
It was at Vegas?
That was my pass out sleep.
Yeah.
Did you send him home in Vegas and then he woke up with no underwear? Is that how that happened?
No. I did put him in time out one night.
Were you just like starfish naked on the bed when you went into the fucking hotel room?
I woke up and I was naked under sheets and shit. And I
was just trying to go to sleep.
I'm looking around. I'm like, where the fuck are my underwear? Like, completely naked. There's no girl in the bed. Elvis is in the other one. I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck happened?
I woke up with my pants unbuttoned.
And when the last I remember was I threw him, when I hip tossed him to the ground for the second time, he was still fully clothed in jeans and everything. So.
See, Elvis is much nicer than I would be.
You would have smothered him in sleep?
I think so.
Shh. This is how it goes. This is how it goes, Jameson.
That's why, like, you posted on our fucking show page, like, about Rockabilly. Oh, no, you posted on the text.
Yeah, group text.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to Vegas with Jameson. There's no way.
No, we tell him we're staying at one place, and then we walk him into the place and just hightail it out of there. Or we leave him at Pete's apartment.
Well, my friend already said I could stay with her, so.
Oh, look at you, this motherfucker.
I just need
Does she have any? Does she have any friends that are down with the brown?
Probably.
And daddy issues?
Out there, definitely.
I'm sure.
If not, we'll find you with, like, 12.
Does she have any... How does she feel about Gladiator movies? Has she ever had her fart box tongue punched by a bearded Filipino?
Probably.
Really? Oh, yeah, it is Vegas.
Yeah, lots of Filipinos there. It's like...
Yeah, but I'm like a fucking unicorn in the Filipino community.
With your beard? Yeah, you would rule them all. You would just walk in and be like, bow down to my massive man beard.
Because, you know, I'm struggling with this thing, man. I'm struggling.
Is it getting the itchy part right now?
No, no, not even that.
It has gotten much better.
It is. It's just, but the thing
you
is like...
yeah, a couple like...
Yeah.
Small patches.
Yeah. You know? I've been... Every few weeks, I've been just like trimming it down so it grows evenly.
One day you'll get a massive...
I want it.
Like
I want it. This but is, like every
this
other
is day three right now. So.
Every fucking other...
This
food,
is
yeah.
day three. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. That's your day three. Yeah, yeah. James is your day three. Yo, what fucking... When is your job going to let you fucking grow your shit?
Probably never.
They'll let you fucking grow your mustache, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Grow
yeah.
a mustache, man.
Nah, nah.
Yes. He would look so creepy with a mustache.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
so great.
You'll be the cop. The, I can't even say it.
Cock of the walk?
Yeah. You'll be the cock of the walk. That's what I was trying
yes.
to say.
Yes.
The cock of the walk. No, man. Like, you got to. I don't know. If I were you, I would do it. I enjoy. And I calculated I save about over an hour a month of free time because I'm not shaving anymore.
I mean, it takes me about
10 minutes to
shave.
How
often were you shaving anyway, though?
10 minutes.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
It takes me about three. Oh, I don't ever actually shave. That's why, because I'm buzzing.
Like, if
down.
You were shaving, like, I would shave every 4 days, and it would take about 10 minutes.
My yeah, face takes about 4 to 5 minutes, and my yeah. head takes like 7 to 10.
No, I was calculating real shit, like, you know, down, then up.
Nah, I
never, no,
did,
you never
that.
Did that.
I have it down to a science. I just
4 to 5 minutes.
Yeah,
no,
no,
I
no,
have
no,
to.
No, no.
I don't
well,
think I've actually fully shaved my beard in. Maybe close
like,
to 10
like
years.
Shaving.
I
to,
remember
like,
when you did
be,
that.
If
it
you did routinely clean shave.
Actually, yeah, I'm lying.
Yeah.
I used
yeah.
to do it for Halloween
yes.
every year.
But Alfred didn't know who you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I guess that would be like 2 or 3 years ago.
No, but you, I'm
I
talking about routinely,
shaved.
Yeah, routinely keeping clean shaven.
No, I haven't done that since I was fucking young.
So you don't know, man. It no. took me, takes a while.
No, it doesn't take that long. I remember
it took
when
me
I
a long
shaved.
Time. Plus, I have like a fucking, I had fucking, you know, I worked for a cosmetic company for a while. I had access to a lot of shit. It's foreheading for.
He made himself.
Well, yeah.
He made himself
be,
pretty.
You're going to be a faggot about it.
Yeah, I was.
To take you, you know. Your
fucking whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Add a moisturizer, pre moisturizer.
Easy, James. The proper term is gender fluid about it.
Oh, yes.
Gender fluid.
I don't know what that means.
Dude,
still.
I still don't understand why faggot is a bad word.
It's you fun can't use that word.
I can use that word.
We in the 80s
not,
and 90s, we can
I'm
use
not
that
saying,
word.
Like, oh, yeah, you're gay.
No, no,
I'm
no,
saying
no.
You're a faggot.
Yeah, saying
a faggot.
You're calling the dude a fucking pussy.
Yeah,
yeah exactly.
Basically. Just, but he was such a faggot.
Yeah.
Well, in the 80s and 90s, we totally used that word.
Oh, yeah. Overused.
Way
it,
overused.
Nice. Fucking fag. Yeah, fag. Like, I had literally just these three brothers that I played like hockey in my late teens, early 20s with. And all three of them, like, he was a fag. Yeah, fag. Was a fag. Fag, fag, fag. It's like, oh, well, the fag brothers are here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Between like dudes of certain age, we're allowed to use.
Whatever. Yes. If you're gonna get ass hurt about fucking be called a faggot, then
if you get hurt about words,
yes, sticks and stones may break my bones.
Yeah, but faggots will never hurt me. No, that's not the word.
Nope.
Well, I don't know.
You got that song Alfred's been trying
I
to play?
I do.
Okay.
At the Drive-In?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Apparently At the Drive-In put out a new song also that I had no idea about. You
and
guys
you're going to be touring soon?
You guys are schooling me on the new shit that came out. So this
Yo.
Came out in early December. Is At the Drive-In with Governed by Contagions.
Can you get them on the Paramount?
How many bites do you think it takes?
that was At the Drive-In.
Also from the Road Trip soundtrack.
That was At the Drive-In with Governed by Contagions.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking good. Get them at the fucking... I hope you get them at the Paramount.
See, if you were sick like a week like we were in December, you would have also heard all these things.
So how bad were you, man? I felt like my body was like... Like, this is how I know I cannot... Like, if... If I was dying, I'm like, just somebody stab me in the fucking heart.
I went to two nights of work, and I felt meh. Like, you know, I felt under the weather a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I woke up the third day, and I was like, no, I'm not going to work tonight. Like, I have to call in sick. Like, I can't move.
Yeah. Was this before the holidays?
It was right after Christmas.
Oh, shit. So how were you during New Year's Eve?
And that was, like, my bounce-back day.
That was your bounce-back?
Like, the 29th, I felt slightly better, but I must have overexerted myself because the 30th, it kicked my ass again.
Dude, were you sick during Christmas?
No, no. And then the 31st, I felt much better.
Did you get the flu or the stomach flu? Like the stomach bug?
I got the regular flu, I assume.
I had like the flu and the stomach virus.
My stomach's fucked up to begin with, so I don't know the difference.
Yeah, because I was fucking like, I was peeing out of my asshole. I was like, how much liquid can I possibly have if I had nothing? You know, it's like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Got to get out the evil.
And then, like, all my joints hurt. All of them. For, like, 3 days straight. And this ran through my entire house, my cousin's house, fucking everybody, like...
My friend had this flu, and he used to shoot heroin. And he said, this is worse than kicking heroin. He said,
it was bad.
He said, he's like, oh, my God. He's like, I feel like I'm kicking all over again.
Yeah. Jay the bartender here pointed out, so he's like, dude, you never get that sick. I'm like, yeah, no, so knock me out.
What are you talking about? You get sick like that all the time.
Used to. In the last few years, I haven't.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No, those aren't.
He said it was
those
brutal.
I'm not actually sick.
Okay.
But yeah, that's terrible. I'm glad.
You didn't get any of that shit?
I haven't gotten anything yet. No, I got that.
He hasn't got up to that ritzy area in the North Shore.
My entire house got sick. And then my cousin's house, two houses down, my sister's boyfriend's house. And they went to, like, this really nice fucking castle fucking for a holiday. You remember that guy, the guy who owned this castle and got shot in the face?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, was that Ohika Castle or
whatever? Yeah, that's it.
Ohika, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He went to that castle, met that dude.
Got everyone sick.
Yeah. Got everyone sick.
Got that bird flu through there.
Yeah. It was fucking crazy. That shit fucking... Did you see my fucking snap? I tried doing a Snapchat with like 2016 end of the year confessions. Did you see him?
I saw that. I didn't hear what you said though.
No, I don't
think
so.
Oh, it was so good. I was going to do like a whole series of it. But after the third one, I passed out.
I think I did. I remember that.
I wanted to fucking. I wish I saved them. I did not. Yo, man. This is like my third.
It's actually
maybe my fourth, second. I don't know. But fucking, that one's good. I fucking missed it.
Hip-hop Hamukin. This is bullshit.
Yeah. I probably going to go out as soon as I get home.
You're going out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what time do you got? Yeah, this guy has work day at 11.
Yeah. Oh, now you can go out on work days?
Well, because he's not working nights.
Yeah. No, I made, because remember he was like, oh, I can't do the show late anymore because I have a day job. And you're like, he starts at 11. I'm like, that's not a day job. That's a mid-afternoon job.
But yeah, but then I'd be drinking here till like 4 a.m. and then I'd have to fucking go home and then I'd have to wake up.
Well, we didn't tell you.
4 a.m., 5, and then you have 5 hours to sleep and wake up at 10.
5 hours
wake up at
10.
If I wake up at 10, it takes an hour to get out the fuck.
Oh, from here you're talking about. Yeah.
There, I can wake up at fucking 10:30 and be there on time. It's great.
That's the only thing I miss about working nights is waking up when I want to wake up. And just nursing a hangover, like a 20-year-old hangover.
It literally takes me 4 minutes to walk to the Paramount and 6 minutes to walk to my office.
What's your hangovers now at 35? Is it like a day affair?
No, because I like prep it now. Like if I know I'm going to
I forgot. You're a unique snowflake. I forgot.
No, I just drink it. I drink a lot of shit. I get the
That's
kid
right.
Red.
That's right.
Okay. I also know what I can drink, too. Like I don't do shots if I know I'm going to drink all night.
Yeah, you don't drink stupid like Jameson and I do. You don't drink Jameson stupid.
No, I have like my rules. I start off with my whiskey. After like two or three of those, I go to my cider. Then that's it.
I just drink whiskey.
Yeah. I've been drinking a lot of old fashions lately.
Dude, did you do with the orange shit? Like The bitters, the orange bitters?
The orange bitters, yeah.
Yeah, it's the shit. What about the dried cherries?
Yeah, the brandy cherries.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's fucking smooth as fuck.
It's so good.
Yeah, but it's fucking dangerous.
I drank a lot of them.
Yeah, you want to know why? It's bitters.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
That's why.
Even the cheap vodka, sometimes I'll just throw in that cheap bitter, orange bitters in there.
Yeah. Yeah, the orange bitters, I think, that makes it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Do you do it all fancy like, putting on the edge?
Oh yeah, fucking burning the out the oils of the orange peel.
I knew it. Fucking this guy mixologist bartender over here. I hear you. I do the same thing at the cigar lounge every now and again.
So good, man. So good. Don't even muddle the cherry or the orange. Just use orange bitters and
I muddle it.
You still muddle it? Don't even have to, man.
And then sometimes I put in like a little bit of the raw sugar.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Not like a fucking packet, just like Just a little.
Just hit it with a little simple syrup, man.
See, you're getting there, bro. That's old man drink.
Yeah, I love it.
I just drink bourbon and scotch now at home on the rocks.
If I'm being lazy, I'll
turn into an old Italian man and just drink that.
Just bourbon,
cigars.
My man.
Yeah.
Ever since fucking now, you want to know why? Because I was drinking Evan Williams and Coke. Butcher Boys, you were there
many years
ago, and I kept on throwing up. And then, you know, I told my dad, and, you know, he was like,
don't drink the Coke.
Don't drink the Coke. Just do it the way that we do it. It's like, we all do it. Your grandfather did it.
And he would tell me this, that he'd be like, he'd have like one straight up, and then he'd be like, the next drink, you'd just be like, let me get a Jack and Coke. And then, like, the next day, he'd be like, why did I do that?
And so, that's why, ever since, just bourbon on the rocks.
And you don't handle beer well either.
I do not.
Can I tell you, I drank the best beer last week.
Sweet Baby Jesus?
No. I thought Sweet Baby Jesus was going to be my all-time favorite.
Bud Heavy.
No. All right. So the Founders Room got this special delivery of two slim kegs. Nobody ever gets this stuff.
What's a slim keg?
It's not a full
barrel.
It's
a pony keg?
It's not a full barrel. It's like
a pony.
A pony?
Is that what you call them?
Quarter keg.
Yeah.
A pony. It's a slim guy.
Yeah. Instead of being short, it's just tall, still, and thin. Same difference, yeah.
Same difference.
Okay.
It's like a stretched out version of the short one. Yeah.
Okay.
It is 2016 Goose Island.
Oh.
Bourbon County.
Ah.
Rare. So this is beer that is
stout in a
bourbon barrel.
Bourbon barrel aged 33 years.
All right. There you got me.
The bourbon was aged 33 years. And this fucking beer sits in it for a year. It is $150 for a 16-ounce bottle.
Get the fuck out of here. A 16-ounce bottle,
it's $150.
Fuck out of here.
Is that the
15%?
Is that manufacturer's suggested retail price, or is that the inflated price?
It is 15% alcohol.
What? Did it taste smooth and carbonated?
So smooth.
Or is it lightly carbonated, like a Guinness?
It's like not carbonated. It's fucking, dude, it was so smooth and like chocolatey and coffee and like, oh God.
Vanilla, caramel.
It was so fucking awesome. I'm looking it up right now.
Dude, I would drink that with a cigar. I would drink that with a cigar. This one. The Añejo. Yo.
Stout.
See, because beer and whiskey are pretty much, it's processed the same up until the wort. After the wort, it's fermented differently.
There you go. 2016 Goose Island Bourbon County Rare.
Yo, is that at the fucking Founders Room right now?
It was. I don't know if it still is or if everybody drank it.
Did you sell any of it or did you guys just all drink it?
They probably all drank it.
We all tried it. We all tried it.
That's like when we get special bottles of alcohol in this bar. It's like, how much money did you make off that? Nothing.
Yeah. I drank all the Maker's 46 I was here.
Yeah, I drank all the...
The Woodford's gone.
Me and Jay drank all the coconut tequila we got in. That was a mistake one night.
Coconut tequila?
It was so smooth.
Yeah, I would have put fucking pineapple juice, cranberry juice.
We just drank it straight. 1,800 coconut.
This is a 2015.
Yeah.
It's a 500 milliliter bottle and $100.
I would... 500 milliliter bottle?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know what that looks like. I don't know if... Is that a...
I'm not a nuclear physicist. I'm not a... How much volume is... What is that? That's 500 milliliters. Carry to 3.
500 milliliter bottle is...
I'm union. I was promised I don't have to do math anymore.
Yeah, 16 ounce. 500 milliliters, 16 ounce.
All right, 16 ounce for $100. Is it worth it?
No. No, I would not pay. I don't think, but that's for last year's. That's not even for this year.
Get the fuck out of here.
This year's, it comes with a
blowjob. Oh. That's a blowjob.
No. That's the 2021.
Oh, okay. This comes with a 21-year-old blowjob?
No, it doesn't.
Like an androgynous boy?
Gender fluid boy?
Wait. I don't think that made sense at all.
Gender fluid boy?
Oh, we're going to have so many groups after us now for making jokes like this.
Oh.
Free publicity. Free publicity.
Get the fuck over it.
Whatever. Come after us, Mambler. What do you got? What the fuck? Who's going to come after it?
Some Twitter trolls.
I don't give a shit.
At Elvis and Alfred.
Yeah.
We don't check it.
Yeah. You know what? You can come after us on our Facebook page, The Elvis and Alfred Show. Come after me on my Instagram, Al Takes Pictures, or even on my Twitter. Alfred to the max.
Yeah, you can just harass me, Elvis Cage, on everything.
Yeah, and show all your dick pics at Jameson Cures
Cancer.
Jameson
Cures Cancer on Twitter.
Jameson Cures Cancer on Twitter. Jameson Cures Cancer on Instagram. And Jameson Take Pics on Snapchat.
What am I on Snapchat?
Slide all of your gender fluid penis pictures into Jameson's DMs.
Yeah, flood that shit.
Let me see those dicks, boys.
Yeah, just dip your balls into a stout beer, like a full pint stout beer, and call it a Jameson dip.
There you go.
Yeah, fucking.
I'm going to dip my balls in
it.
I'll dip my balls in it.
Hashtag Jameson dip. Fucking, let's have that trending for a little while. That's hilarious.
That's probably a special somewhere in Brooklyn where a guy dips his balls in it, yells, I'm going to dip my balls in, and they just charge you $30 for the drink.
Yeah. I'll do the first one. I'll buy a fucking Guinness right now, and I'll dip my balls and take a picture in the bathroom right now. I'll send it to you.
Trying to find the name of the fucking bourbon that they use the barrels from.
Yeah, because bourbon, like whiskey and beer, I just found this out. They were pretty much the brewed the same way up until a certain point. You know, the wort for whiskey is just distilled in a copper pot, where beer is starting at a geese and then ferment it somewhere else.
All right, let's come back to this Beer Amigos episode. I'll play a song real quick while you look up that stuff. And
you got
this
it,
is the lead singer for Bad Religion, Dr. Craig Graffin, released a solo album this week. This is Lincoln's Funeral Train off the album Making Time.
On the 21st of April, 1865, 3:31 left Washington for Lincoln's last train ride. Cannons boomed, the bonfires burned, the evergreens were gray. 3:31 in the morning sun, the hearse that journey made. Funeral train with a portrait of a
That was Dr. Craig Graffin from Bad Religion with his solo album and the new song, Lincoln's Funeral Train, here on the Elvis and Albert Show on morelikeradio.com. And Jameson still hasn't found what he's looking for.
No, I can't fucking find it. It's driving
me nuts. Me and Alfred will talk about something nerdy while you keep searching.
What you got?
Constantine's back.
Oh, my God. See, that was the perfect representation of Constantine, I think. And now they're coming back.
It was basically, if that was on any channel but NBC, I think.
I love Constantine.
Yes.
Hellblazer is a great story.
He's a great, like, anti-hero.
Yeah. You know, back. And he started way in the 80s. Way into
the 80s. And you can
80s.
Tell when you read them.
Yeah.
It's 80s comics at its
best,
though.
He was in Sandman, fucking, like, yep. issue 2. You know?
Yeah, they titled, what, Sandman? The
When he the first
Swamp
time,
Thing too,
so yeah, he was
that whole magical thing together.
Yeah, we're getting nerdy up in this bitch. Yeah. So we're gonna. But Constantine, you may know him from the Keanu Reeves classic Constantine,
which has very little to do with the source material.
Very little, but it was still good. I actually enjoyed Constantine.
It was
like,
a good movie.
I saw that in the theater.
Shia LaBeouf as the fucking his cab driver, which is a prominent character in the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hellblazer went for like almost 200 issues.
Yeah, I'm probably around the hundreds right now of reading it.
You're reading Hellblazer right now?
Yep.
How fucking good is
it? Oh yeah, that's why I keep reading it.
Don't say it, man.
I alternate between the collected edition of that and
I got the entire
Preacher.
Series on.
I like having the hard copies. You know me.
Nah, I'll fucking give you digital, man. You can read that shit. You got tablets and whatnot.
Yeah, I got lots of modern toys. So from AggressiveComics.com, NBC didn't know what to do with their Constantine TV series. They really didn't. It was good. It was one of the best TV
Vertigo.
Superhero adaptations.
Yeah, it was one of the Vertigo titles.
And they fucked it over by moving the night and time it aired and not trusting an audience to stay with it for a second season. There were many online campaigns about saving the Doom show, keeping Matt Ryan as the Spellslinger because he's really perfect at playing the character. The NBC series had small issues, the biggest one apparently being quote-unquote too dark for NBC's programming heads.
It was way too dark for NBC.
Yeah, it wasn't Friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
But of course now, almost every network has a darker supernatural-type Demon Hunter series. Go figure. Anyhow, after they tried to get the show picked up by Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, or the CW, nothing happened. And now, you know, they picked it up. It's going to be animated on CW Seed, so their app, the
which
CW.
Which I don't understand.
Which is free, by the way. The CW
Seed
is
that's
free.
It. The Seed. That's why it's going to be on the app. Yeah, cause they have this other one with, like, Panthera or some shit.
Oh, the girl that's in Legends of Tomorrow now. Yeah, the different version of
it's
her.
It's actually pretty good. I mean, it's only like a couple minutes long.
Yeah.
Like 6 minutes episodes.
That's what they did with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff, too.
I wish they don't do that with Constantine. I wish they make it. I mean, because animation takes a lot of time and a lot of money. So I don't know how they're.
They'll just make it South Park style.
Unless they're going to bring it to Korea and have like 1,000 Korean fucking
illustrators. Oh, like that god-awful season of X-Men that was like, what was it, Filipino drawn? The last
Filipino drawn.
The last season of like I'm
talking
up.
About Filipino.
The
drawn.
Last season of X-Men the animated series.
Was it fucking Filipino?
I think it was Filipino.
There's no Filipino animators. The
artwork shows why there's no.
It's the fucking not, Korean. What are you talking about? You fucking you're just banging on me on that shit.
No, I really think it was Philippines.
I don't think they have any animated studios for X-Men.
Let's see here. Season 5.
It has to be Korean. Because they got like 1,000 of them fucking illustrators.
That filter actually makes it look like it's my head.
Yo, you got to put that as your cover photo, bro.
I might. Yeah. I have to find the link to this fucking video, though. Do you know how that started out?
That one? Tag your friends?
Yeah. Chrissy. She's like, I think I found the fourth act.
What does that mean? What's the fourth act?
Because I always pull my dick out and do stupid shit. So
well, what's the first three acts? My dick is big. My dick is petty big. My dick is big. It's big. My petty big. Oh, he has a dwarf.
I lick his dick, it's big. Mighty so big, it did it so mighty so big, it lives next door. Mighty so big, that toy want is far too
old. Mighty so big, it touches the sky. I check out as a luggage when I fly. Mighty so big, it's behind you, it follows you. My dick is big.
The mouth, did you guys watch it?
Yeah. My dick is big. I like the hand puppet. It's big.
My dick is big.
I love it. Oh man,
that's my favorite one right there. The one where there you're riding the bull.
Yeah.
That one's good too. All of them are
this
good.
One, this one's the best though. It actually looks the best. That's what I'm gonna use for.
Yeah, save it and then
use
make
it for Instagram. I can't use that as my fucking Facebook shit.
Yeah, save it to your phone and then put it up on Instagram. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Let me see your filter.
The filter's the best because it actually makes it look like my body's the same color as the
which
head.
Filter did you use?
Whatever the orangish one is.
Ah, Ludwig. No kidding. That's fucking good. It's was so Korean good. Or Filipino?
Still looking that up.
Dude, it's Korean. I know it. It's the cheapest, and plus they have all the resources. But anyway, man, fucking Constantine, there's so much more story that can go on. And they just didn't even touch, not even the tip of the iceberg, what NBC did. The only gripe I had with Constantine was the fucking red tie. Sometimes he would wear it super low, like way too low. I'm like, why have a tie if you're going to wear it like that? That's the only gripe I had. And he was a little short for me. You're putting your dick.
No, I'm just going to put the link in there so people can see what it's
I love you how you just fucking froze it with like a pixelated dick on a keyboard. That should be your cover photo. If I pictured you playing piano... it'll be that photo right there. That's how you do it. I mean, you can probably knock out chopsticks a little bit. Nah, Heart and Soul, I think, from Big. Yeah, you can totally do Heart and Soul with your dick. I can do that with my dick. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
He said Heart and Soul. I'm thinking fucking Huey Lewis. Because it's Heart and Soul.
No.
I don't know if I can play that.
I don't know. I'll take the Pepsi challenge on that one. I'll try it at home when I get home tonight. I'll chub it up and I'll try to see if I can play Heart and Soul on the piano with my dick. Dun, 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 dun. Ding, ding, C, 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 D, B, D, C, C. I think I can nail it. Yeah. I don't think it'll be that hard.
All right.
I mean, it'll be
if
hard.
If you're searching up shit, I'm going to play another song.
Yeah. So I'll be playing fucking Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul. Now
dick.
Play the regular
oh,
Heart
no.
Soul.
I just deleted it, you motherfucker.
Just go on your history, man. You know, like how the NSA does. Yeah. You'd be all right.
Oh,
that shit's
man.
Never really lost.
Oh, man.
Just put weird Romanian dick guy in your Google search. We got to fucking sully your fucking laptop. Like the
no,
way.
I can't.
Oh, all of our laptops are new. None
yes.
of us are.
Yes.
Yeah, let's sully your fucking laptop first.
His is the oldest one now.
Yeah.
I can't do my work fucking computer. I can't fuck it up.
Oh, you totally gonna fuck it.
All right, this is
you want to put a partition on your hard drive? I can do that.
This is a new song from Western Addiction, Mass Cult, Vulgarins, and Entitlement.
Here's Heart and Soul.
Fat Records
with Jameson's dick.
After this goddamn commercial,
Heart and Soul. I'm playing piano with my cock and balls.
Fucking stop!
Why the hell did you just use it in Spotify?
His sister can live stream it, while his mom downloads how to set the dislocated shoulder.
Are you playing fucking Steve Miller with your dick?
Get 150 meg internet, TV, and phone for just $79.99 per month online for the first year. Hurry. Offer ends January 21st. Only from Fios.
I'm not fucking editing Steve Miller, man.
Why isn't...
What song are you looking for?
Magical Vulgarins and Entitlement.
That's why you clicked on the
wrong fucking
thing. Yeah, you clicked on the fucking advertisement.
Here we go. This is Western Addiction with Magical Vulgarins and Entitlement.
You might as well just done it with your dick.
Western Addiction with Massacult, Vulgarins, and Entitlement. New from Fat Records.
Fatrec.com.
Fatrec.com.
So, yeah, season 5. Philippine Adam.
What do you say? Well, you got a fucking jag on my shit, bro.
No, I just said it was in the Philippines, 5th season.
Why you have to say it like that?
Because you didn't believe me.
Why do you have to say it like the Philippines, man?
Because it's what it's called. The Philippine Animation Studio. Literally, there was no creativity putting in that name.
Yeah, you got to piss on the Philippines like that?
Yes.
Every episode?
Yes.
Why?
Because you have a crazy Donald Trump. Ah, crap, we have it now, too.
What do you got?
The Philippines are just the future representation of our country now.
Well, we fucking modeled the fucking democracy off of fucking the Western democracy.
Yes.
And
the Philippines were one step ahead of us with the Donald Trump crazy guy.
Oh, my God.
Are his words hurting you, you touchy little faggot?
Gender fluid. Gender fluid, Jameson.
No, I'm just saying. He's got a bag on the shit. But that's just the Philippines. Is that your cover photo? Let me see.
No, I just put it up on Instagram.
Ah, this is when you lose your Instagram account again.
Well, it's pixelated.
Yeah.
Dude, are you showing nipples? Because you can't show nipples.
I can show my nipples.
No, you're not
allowed. Guys can show nipples.
No, you're not allowed.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, guys are.
Yep. So stupid.
Free the nip. I should.
Why are we arguing of showing a full breast on Instagram? Like, how come there's not a movement of dudes of saying, like, can we just see fucking bare breasts on Instagram?
Yeah, because you can go everywhere else on the internet for that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying on Instagram. Like, why the fuck not? I follow a lot of fucking, like, suicide girls and fucking models. And just like random chicks with fucking bare breasts,
and they gotta blur out. They gotta blur out their nipples.
I think the free nipple movement is probably the best movement that we can all follow. You know?
Sure.
It's
I like nipples.
So do I. I love nibbles.
And anyway, people are like, well, what about the children? Well, don't let your children have Instagram. Problem solved.
It's like
solved.
The icing
problem
on the
solved.
Cake. Like, yo, you remember that episode?
Nipple is like the first thing you see
yeah,
as a child.
And kids don't care about that stuff at all.
James exactly. was here. Remember that episode we had Joy on? And we were talking about nipples, how it's like the icing on the cake. We're like, Joy, let me just see your nipples. And she's like, no, man, that's just something special that I only show to. And then her fucking boob fell out and we saw her nipples. You remember that episode?
Yes, I do.
We were like, oh, there we go.
Yeah, hashtag free to nip.
I wish I knew the episode number for that.
It's something special.
No, it's not.
And not anymore. Like, there it is.
I was actually going to hit up Joy because she has a picture that she drew for me. I want to see what it is.
Oh, it's really cool.
Yeah, Sabelle was saying it was awesome.
Yeah, look at you. This guy puts on fucking...
Yeah, he's like, I want free stuff, guys. I got a house.
I want free stuff. I just want people to draw me shit. That's
yeah, free. Draw him shit. I'm building him fucking furniture.
Well,
I'm doing nothing.
You offered.
Well, I just like building shit, but it's just funny that you got like free artwork. Maybe I should do that. Like, I would love to get free artwork from my artist
friends,
too.
It's not going
to
be... it's not fucking $1,000 artwork. It's fucking...
But it's original artwork from fucking like
yeah,
I'm getting I'm burning you I'm doing pyrography of like Baphomet on a piece of wood for you too.
What are you doing?
Giant penis.
Yeah.
You're doing a giant penis?
Yeah.
He's wood burning.
You're burning a Baphomet into a fucking
and
table.
A fucking, not on your table, but on a piece of wood.
Oh. Right.
It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Just the goat head though. I don't. Hey. I might do the whole thing. Depends
I just
how much
thought
time.
You were gonna make me a cool sticker.
I made you a couple cool stickers. You still have the fucking Nosferatu I made you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking frame that shit.
I have the Betty Page one up in my work locker still.
Fucking love that one. That's my favorite one. Is it the one where she's, which one did they give you? The one where she's like standing, like on a couch? I want to make that into a t-shirt.
I think she's like sitting or leaning.
Cause, all right.
You made a few. You made a few.
This fucking one, like the brushes on this new fucking Photoshop I have on this computer. Fucking A, man. I don't like them. Like, they're too fucking, like...
Too fine?
Not even fine. Fine would be great. This one is too fucking, like, textured and shit. I fucking hate it. I gotta get new fucking, new brushes on here. Anyway, we're coming down to the wire here. Thank you for joining us back on our inaugural 2017 episode of the Elvis and Alfred Show. Hopefully it won't take like another month to record another one.
Next week.
I'm fucking dinner on Sunday.
I'm free next Tuesday.
I think I'm off every Monday and Tuesday this week, this month.
Tuesday I'll be at the lounge if you want to meet up.
Yeah, there. We can do that.
And Wednesday.
Yeah, we can do Tuesday at the lounge.
Yeah.
You can stay in the North Shore.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have back-to-back new episodes.
Maybe. We'll no promises.
Yeah. We're on our art schedule.
We'll see if Alfred actually gets this one up.
This will get up.
If this one gets up, then we will record next week.
After I'm done practicing Heart and Soul with my dick on my piano, yeah. I'm sure I'll get
it's
it.
It's going to take him 3 days. He'll be like, fuck, I forgot to put up the show.
But I learned the song.
Yeah, check this out. Heart and Soul. Nah, it'll be all
right. You got a song to go out with? ElvisandAlfred.com.
Yeah.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yeah, yeah.
All of our social media stuff.
Yeah.
Blah, diddy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll all update that. I want to do more videos of our... You know what I was thinking? Take your...
My camera and make videos of it?
Yeah.
Let's get a green screen.
Fuck green screen. We could just... We have the biggest...
Can we get a green screen?
We could.
Yeah, it's like $100.
What are you going to do with the green screen?
That'd be fun.
That's like more editing than
that's
I don't want to do.
More editing than you have to do. Jeez, come on, Alfred. It's like you're complaining like you have to do all of it.
We still have like
you
6 minutes.
You selfish bastard.
We have like at
well,
least
I was going to tell you to play a song.
I know, but we were going to go out with a song.
Usually we come back and say bye to everyone. The song's like 4 minutes long.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Stop making me do math in my head.
Stop yelling at me.
Carry the three, color the triangle. Let's
do,
magic.
Hold on. I'm trying to do the math in my head. It's like the core curriculum. Hold on. Fucking the pineapple crosses the road. The mice rides the elephant.
Seven apples.
Potato.
So that's like 3 minutes. We're losing minutes as we go. So the seal drinks the Guinness.
All right.
On that note, we're going to play off of
fuck, I can't do fucking math anymore.
Latest album from Slingshot Dakota. This is Stay off of the album Break.
Triangle, right? No? Is it triangle?
I should get I should get the math homework for Bella and just bring that on here and be like, I don't know, like, I know how to do this. I know how to answer it.
My nephew is in preschool and he's like, I'm like, I don't know.
No, never mind. I'm not playing that song. I do not know who Slingshot Dakota is. I thought it was going to be something fucking interesting.
Yeah, was that Mandy Moore?
Yeah, let's...
No.
We can play Mandy Moore if you want.
What's Public Animal?
Hold on. Public Animal? Still trying to do this core curriculum.
What are you doing?
I would say play Mandy Moore.
No, don't play Mandy Moore.
Something's gotta give, or something's gotta.
Something win. Won't know is what that one song was. It was the first thing that popped up.
What's the one where she?
All right,
had
so I'm gonna go out with this.
What's the one where she had kitty cancer, and like she was dying in the movie? I have the movie. Something's gotta give. No, that's fucking Diane Keaton.
I have no idea.
This is Public Animal.
It's like a Mandy Moore classic. You don't know that one.
That was Public Animal.
Here's a song that's inside of my soul.
A Walk to Remember. That's the name of the movie.
To write over and over.
Oh, come on, dude. Yes. Yes. Best
Yeah! That was Public Animal's Stained Glass Heart. We're getting the fuck out of here.
Alexa, buy A Walk to Remember.
There's a couple of Star Wars jokes in there. Yo, Mandy Moore is hot in that movie, bruh.
On that note, good night. Good day.